Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 196, entitled Beware of the Company You Keep, Part 6. As I continue to read in the book of Job, I am wondering if Job was not aware of the wiles of the devil. He seemed to believe that his punishment was of God. This was part of his confusion. Why would a loving God allow this? Job knows who God is, but he was beginning to believe that God didn't care or show any distinction between good and evil. Well aware that all power belongs unto God, Job wondered if he even heard his prayers. How can I answer him and plead my case, choosing my words to reason with him? For though I were righteous, I could not answer. I must appeal for mercy to my opponent and judge. If I called and he answered me, I could not believe that he was listening to my voice. Job chapter 9, verses 14 through 16 of the Amplified Version. In his wisdom, Job understood that God is the potter and he is the clay. That if he could have a conversation with God, he should choose his words wisely. If he should answer at all. Wondering, as we often do, if God would even hear him. Job began to question why evil is allowed, knowing that God is the force that will eradicate all powers and principalities. Becoming careless with his speech, Job should have been seeking God's face. Job's friends continued to berate him and question his moral integrity, leading Job to attempt to justify himself to them instead of remaining steadfast in trusting God, as they planted seeds of doubt. This is why Job stated, "For the despairing man, there should be kindness from his friend." Now pay attention. "So that he does not abandon, turn away from the fear of the Almighty." Job chapter 6, verse 14 of the Amplified Version. They were wearing Job down. It is all one. Therefore, I say, he destroys both the blameless and the wicked. When his scourge kills suddenly, he mocks the innocent. The earth is given into the hands of the wicked. He covers the face of its judges so that they are blind to justice. If it is not he, then who is it that is responsible for all this injustice. Job chapter 9, verses 22 to 24 of the Amplified Version. Job has fallen into the trap of self-pity, the woe is me mentality, entitled to the right to question God while moaning. I am disgusted with my life and loathe it. I will give free expression to my complaint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, do not condemn me and declare me guilty. Show me why you contend and argue and struggle with me. Does it indeed seem right to you to oppress, to despise and reject the work of your hands, and to look with favor on the schemes of the wicked? Job chapter 10, verses 1 through 3 of the Amplified Version. Job goes on to say that it is God who created him and humbled him, forming Job with his hands, able to take his life at any moment, knowing that these evils would happen to him. You have granted me life and loving kindness, and your providence, divine care, supervision has preserved my spirit. Yet these present evils you have hidden in your heart since my creation. I know that this was within you, in your purpose and thought. Job chapter 10, verses 12 to 13 of the Amplified Version. Again, Job regrets the day he was born. Most of us have at one point or another. Knowing of a surety that we would pass on from death to eternal life with him, without experiencing sinfulness and ungodliness. Wherefore then hast thou brought me forth out of the womb? Oh, that I had given up the ghost and no eye had seen me. I should have been as though I had not been. I should have been carried from the womb to the grave. Job chapter 10, verses 18 through 19 of the King James Version. Before I proceed, I want to point out three things, maybe four. Number one, the reverent fear of the Lord, that is worshiping him and regarding him as truly awesome, is the beginning and preeminent part of wisdom, its starting point and its essence. And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding and spiritual insight. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 of the King James Version. Number two, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Psalm chapter 37, verses 1, 7, and 9 of the King James Version. Number 3. Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay, of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor. Romans chapter 9, verses 20 to 21 of the King James Version. Number 4. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. James chapter 1, verse 13 of the King James Version. Again, this is the warning of those who put themselves in God's place, refusing to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. How can you take the speck from your brother's eye when there is a beam in your own eyes? Here is a glaring example of hypocrisy. Then Zophar the Naamathite answered and said, shall a multitude of words not be answered? And should a talkative man making such a long-winded defense be acquitted? Should your boasts and babble silence men? And shall you scoff and no one put you to shame? Job chapter 11, verses 1 to 3 of the Amplified Version. Correction from a place of love is not the same as unrighteous judgment. Pay attention. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 of the King James Version. Do you realize that the scripture cautions you to depart from this form of evil, that it leads to unhealthy pride and arrogance, a lack of reverence for the Lord? Here is the difference. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 11 through 12 of the King James Version. You may say, I don't see it. But as I pointed out, Job's friends' egotism is affirmed by the fact that they felt entitled to know how the Lord would judge Job. Even speaking for God, who neither ordained nor appointed any of them with the gift of prophecy at that moment. Pay attention to how Zophar exalts himself as the others have done. But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against thee, and that he would show thee secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Know therefore that God exacteth of thee less than thine iniquity deserved. Job chapter 11, verses 5 to 6 of the King James Version. Just as the others, Zophar says that not only did Job deserve everything that happened to him, but that it should have been far worse. As I have continued in this series, we all must be mindful of what we say, knowing as Jesus has said, but I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 of the King James Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. as this prophet has described, given to her by God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy Blog. Thank you again. Thank you.